Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You don't want to hear this, Brian, so I'll go to Jeffrey. Jeff, you think they're going to blow out the Panthers? B took his headphones off.
I don't. And I don't even want to say yes. I think it's going to be a good game, but I wouldn't even say yes because you know how it go, JP. The last time we thought we were supposed to blow out a team, what happened? The Bears came in and put belt to bottom.
I think we did it twice. JP did it twice that year.
What about you guys talking nothing. About practice. I'm talking about this year with no fade, Jaden.
We know when you go and doing stuff, man.
I'm just saying they blew out two teams this year.
Okay.
Like, it's already happened.
But we didn't expect say it. Yeah, I was going to say, we didn't expect them going in.
Don't
start doing it.
Cleveland, I laid the points. Cleveland, I was like, they should win this thing.
You didn't go to talking about it, though.
It's a difference from just, should winning you and blowing out.
I'm asking the question. I'm not telling anybody anything.
No.
Okay? You're trying to lead the witness right now. You're being a lawyer in court trying to lead the damn witness.
I'll tell you one thing that made me nervous. Tim Murray texted me yesterday. I think this was via the BetQL network. There's a dude on yesterday saying how the Commanders have become like the public darlings, that the betting public loves Washington. Lanville, Jeff says they're not going to blow them out. How are you feeling?
Yeah, I mean, look, the Panthers are terrible, and the Commanders have shown a couple times that when they play a bad team, you know, they annihilate them. I really do. I expect them to go out there, and I expect them to win by double-digit points. I don't expect it to be competitive.
Lanville, you better hope they win because you fall into the same. See, JP is
like, I haven't said JP, anything.
No, JP is setting you up to make you be the one that they're going to blame. You got to stop listening to
I'm
JP.
Pulling my best Doc Walker right
I'll
now.
Take the blame.
Just let everybody else say it.
I'll even say.
He does that a lot. You never notice that? He's the white Doc Walker.
I feel like Marcus Mariota should invite his family on Sunday because he'll probably get to play.
Oh, Lanville going for it. Let's see what Toothpick says online, too. Pick, Blowout City coming.
What up, JP? What up, D-Mitch? Listen.
What up, bro?
How are you, buddy?
If you're really asking this question, man, you need to check with six members of the offensive line. It depends on how they feel. If they want to keep Jaden clean, if they want to open up huge, humongous holes for the running back to run through, that's who you need to check with. Don't check with JP. Don't do that, man. Just don't. Talk to them offensive linemen, get their temperature, and then you'll see what happens on Sunday. Come on, JP. You know better, man. Chicago should have taught you something last year.
How are you blaming me? I'm not on the field.
I told you when you said it last year. Well, I said, bro, I hate you. I hate hearing you say that. Then you back it up with the Giants game.
All right, but it is a different team, different organization.
I understand still. I just don't like what it said, man. It's like sometimes we got to get
now. But you said when you were on really good teams, our expectations is to go kick somebody's ass.
Yeah, we expected to win.
Thank you, Pick.
You didn't hear me saying it over the radio and the TV and everything else. And then I'm a player on the team. I should expect to win.
Sure. My suggestion would be I'm not entirely positive that what I say on these airwaves impacts Sunday's contest.
It may not impact it, but you know what? I know you've said stuff before, and then after you said it and then they went the other way, you said, I should have never said that. You still feel the same way I feel. You can't – sometimes you start to boil a little bit, and you can't keep yourself under control. You got to fight sometimes. Fight your urge.
I did have this thought. 87% of bets. Now, this is right now. This can always change by game time, right, by kickoff. 87% of bets are on Washington minus 8. 88% of the money is on Washington minus 8. So that's a lot of action on the burgundy and gold. The over of 51.5, 52, depending where you're shopping, 73% of tickets are on the over. 88% of the money is on the over. So just consider the magnitude of all that. And I have a bald-headed friend from Louisiana that has told me numerous times there's a reason they build the big buildings out there.
Yeah.
If this game finished 30 to 20, call it 28-21,
mm-hmm.
and Washington wins, doesn't cover, doesn't go over, but it's a fairly comfortable dub, couldn't you see that?
It's possible. But this is the thing. This is where I want you to go at. You say nothing you do and nothing you say affects the game. Why the hell will people bet on affects the game?
I don't think it affects the game, but I think Vegas, however they arrive at their numbers, are so sharp that you can look to those as at least a guidepost for where things could
finish.
Because
everybody in the NFL does the same things for the most part. 32 teams basically run the basic same defense, same offense. They got that same dumbass card in their face.
Yo,
that everybody go on.
Like, the receiver route tree is the same for
so
every team.
So if you do everything the same, then
the
A-gap
is the A-gap in Denver and in Dallas.
I could guesstimate something a little different. You know that in college football, things don't work always the exact same.
Sure.
As good as it does in the league.
Yeah. Let's go to G in Lanham. G, you think there's a blowout coming?
I'll be honest with you. I'd just be happy with the win. I don't think there's a blowout coming. I got to give Andy Dalton just a little bit of wherewithal. But the secondary, you know, being the way it is, man, I don't think it's going to be a blowout. No, not at all. And I do think we're going to win, but not a blowout.
Oh, how about this? You brought up the secondary. Are you more concerned about the secondary or the defensive line? Maybe John wasn't playing to the value of that contract, but losing John Allen's a big deal.
Here's my deal. I think we do have some good DTs, and to me, we have some great, great coaches. I believe these guys can be coached up on that line, but you can't teach the things in the secondary that's going on, man. I mean, some of those things are speed-related and wherewithal. The rookie from Michigan, I believe in him.
Sam Ristill,
the rest, I don't know.
Thanks, G.
I don't know.
Good call.
All right, bro.
I think that is a pretty reasonable question, and I'd love to hear your answer, B. Area of more concern, the secondary or the defensive line, now that they've had...
You should know my answer. I always tell you, D-line depicts secondary does anyway. If they get better pressure and more consistent pressure, a secondary that's not good could look great. Because I keep going back to the Giants when they beat the undefeated Patriots.
Sure.
Their secondary was not very good.
Sure.
But their D-line was outstanding.
I also think last week, some of that Derrick Henry related, how they had to defend the line of scrimmage because of Derrick Henry and Lamar Jackson's ability to run the ball, mm-hmm. I think really impacted the coverage scheme. And Zay Flowers was just wide open for a lot of that early, but then they did. I mean, I don't know that he had a catch in the second half. But unfortunately, then Derrick Henry chewed him up.
But think about it, though. I can't sit up there and say, oh, Derrick Henry, Lamar. When they played against the Kansas City Chiefs, what Chris Jones did was whip those guys in front of him. And they were moving him from side to side. He whipped the guy's ass that was in front of him. He sacked Lamar, and he stopped Derrick Henry. And he did it a lot by himself. Okay? You have to be able to do that. We shouldn't have to come up with – if we got four guys that we really believe in, then they got to be able to make some plays, man. Point blank.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.